I'm still trying to get used to having only 8 students in English class. There was a problem with the schedule, and now the people in my English class 3rd period are the same people in my climate class 8th period. There's supposed to be 10 of us, but Lucy is sick, and Andrew Limsky was forced to drop out of the pilot program because, according to Jay, his parents didn't think the climate class sounded challenging enough. I watch everyone come in and sit in the circle of desks. Ben Lettle grew a half mustache over the summer. Maybe his parents don't think he's ready to handle a razor. I get it. The bathtub scene whenever I try to shave my legs looks like the time Dad tried to blend tomatoes and forgot to put the top on the blender. Elijah Campbell is wearing a bumblebee bow tie. Sean Hill grew like a foot since 7th grade and got glasses. Rabia Mohammed's wearing the shoes I wanted, but Dad said what he always says. That's too steep for our budget. Jay Mendez has a green bruise on his forehead from playing soccer. That was his fun fact in math. Hannah Small and Rebecca Phelps are whispering. This is 8th grade code for, we hung out together at the pool club over the summer, and now we have secrets. Our English teacher, Ms. Lane, takes attendance. Ms. Lane has always been just Charlotte to me. She was one of the first people on Earth I ever met. She and my sister, Sarah, who happens to be 18 years older than me, have been best friends most of their lives. And Sarah brought Charlotte to the hospital after I was born to meet me. Today we begin our letter writing project, Ms. Lane says. Seriously, pen pals again? Elijah says. They literally never write back. No, not pen pals, Elijah. She goes to her desk, pulls a folded piece of yellow-lined paper from her bag, and starts to read. Dear Charlotte, I really miss summer vacation. Ms. Milholland is making us write letters to ourselves, which seems weird, but whatever. She says she's not going to read the letters and they're for us to keep and read when we grow up. I trust her. She's pretty cool. I'm making an announcement that I haven't even told Sarah. I think I'm in love with Greg Johnson. Like, he's as perfect as a boy can be. He's got dimples and he's taller than me. He's kind of like Leonardo DiCaprio from Titanic, but hotter. Why does he have to be 16? Why is life so unfair? Bell ringing. Love. Me. We stare at her. That, my friends, was classic Ms. Lane in 8th grade. And I'm sharing it with you because, as embarrassing as it is, I adore these letters. I should also point out there's no comma between love and me, which is a good example of how a comma changes everything. Oh, I get it, Rebecca says, laughing. Ms. Milholland made us write a letter to ourselves every month the entire year. And whoa, the drama, the failed romance, the puberty complaints. It was nice to get it all down on paper and let it go. Ms. Lane says, you're next. You're going to write a letter to yourselves at the beginning of every month for the whole school year. I'll collect the letters, but I won't read them. You have my word. I have enough drama in my life. Hannah raises her hand. Where's Greg Johnson now? Ms. Lane smiles. I have no idea. I think that crush only lasted until the next letter. So, you have your homework assignment. Let's move on to poetry, my favorite. Ms. Lane, who are they going to get to replace you if you win the election? Elijah asks. It's in November, right? Ms. Lane is also running for mayor of our town, against a guy named Brent Grimley, who has been the mayor my entire life. And, according to my parents, has accomplished absolutely nothing.